Well, it's time for a Monday update from Walt at Black Duck. Walt, thanks for giving us a jingle today.
Hey, Adam, how's the new pup doing?
Oh, he's doing phenomenal. He's everything that Jay told me he would be. So laid back. He's sitting in a little kennel behind me here in the studio, just sleeping away. I think I got a little regimen for him, at least for now. Right before I come in the studio, I take him out in that field behind the studio. You've seen it before, right?
Yep,
behind
I have.
The station. It's pretty tall grass, and he struggles to try and keep up with me when I walk at a brisk pace. So
okay.
I wore him out.
What I would do, you know, I've done this with puppies. Every puppy I've ever had is when you get a point that you've got yourself a little two-track that you're going to take him for a walk on, and he gets out there 15, 20 feet from you, step off the two-track and hide. Because he's going to turn around, especially at a young age, he's going to turn around and you're gone. And he's going to have to use his nose to find you.
Yeah.
And then when he does find you, love him up, good boy, good boy, and it'll become a game. And I did that with Mac, I did that with Briar. Briar, at 8 years old now, you know, after 3 or 4 minutes, he stops, he's looking for me. He wants to know where I'm at.
That's good. I got to get him to the point where he wants to go in front of me. Right now, he just sits behind me or to the side of me, so.
Yeah, and he's just a baby, so just let him do his thing. As he gets more familiar, I'm guessing another week from now, he's going to get bolder and he's going to take off and do his own exploring.
He is such a cool dog, I got to tell you, and we've definitely bonded already. Brought him in this morning. And set him on the bed while I was getting ready to jump in the shower, and he mauled me. It was great. I guess he figured I didn't need to take a shower at that point, but I did anyway.
They're great.
He's a good little pup, and I'm looking forward to our trip out west. I'm getting just phenomenal, world class flush rates right now around here locally. But tell me about Nodak right now.
Everything out there sounds good. I talked to my farmer. Bird numbers are about the same as they were last year, which is unbelievable. And I know I got a tape from the DNR, and eastern part of the state was down a little bit. Northern part of the state was down a little bit for pheasants. They're saying that we were last year, which is unbelievable, because last year was such a phenomenal year.
Well, the southwest part of North Dakota and the northwest part of South Dakota are supposed to be pretty much peak numbers. I mean, which is unreal if you think about it.
I've gone out there in years when it was bad and still saw so many birds I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, when you have a bunch of private acreage at your disposal and then you surround that by plots land that really doesn't get touched, I mean, you can't ask for much more.
Well, I've told you, in all the years I've been going there, and I go out and hunt the plots just to give, you know, some of my spots a rest, I have never seen another hunter in those spots.
We're going to finish up our North Dakota talk and get into some ridiculous world-class flush rates for grouse and woodcock as the flight birds have arrived when we continue with Walt Noah from Black Duck. So hang around and listen for part two later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.